Hashem Aleichem, sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for every member in your rest and should be for you. We nishmas and our sense of Basim Shmuel, the schus, the chayv fake of Basim Chavit Spasia, and Chana Gittel, Bas Naomi, Bas Aviza Naomi, and for Moshe Dem Peshtina, Raisa Moshe Mordechai, Bas Aviza Master, we should all have Baruch Abad, Tzlach, Abachol Masei Deyam, and Brios and Shleima. In the Gemara in Sukkah and Zayin Abad Aleph, it says, Omar Rava, B'chein L'Shabbos, Mi'ud Abad Orphan in Sukkah, Abad Orphan in Shabbos. Rava says that with regard to the Sukkahs, since it's a good wall for Sukkah, it's also a good wall for Shabbos. Rashi says that even on Shabbos, in the three Mechitzas, the Rosh Hashayachar and Shabbos of Sukkahs, you can be Soymech on the Mechitzas of Sukkah, Mechitzas of Sukkah. In other words, if you make, Rashi says, in Rosh Hashanah, next year, opening of your home, you make a sukkah, two proper walls, and a third that's a tefach, it's only a good sukkah wall. But if it's on Shabbos of Sukkahs, then it's going to be good also for Shabbos, even though the third wall is only a tefach. Since it works for sukkahs, it also works for Shabbos. And then Rashi says, Inami, Mishar Mechitzas, She'enon Shal Sukkah, Lo Mishtaru Bahachi. Other Mechitzas that aren't of sukkah, it wouldn't work. In other words, Rashi's mam in one case where it's Shabbos of Sukkot, and in such a case, since it works for Sukkot, it also works for Shabbos. And Rashi says another example that, let's say, these mechitzas aren't Sukkotic mechitzas. In other words, it's even if it's Shabbos of Sukkot, if they're not Sukkotic mechitzas, and not for the sake of Sukkah, it won't work. But if it is for Sukkahs, then it does work. So if it's Shabbos of Sukkahs, the walls are going to be valid. It won't be valid if it's not Shabbos of Sukkahs, or if it is Shabbos of Sukkahs, but these aren't Sukkah walls. The Migu Dahu Tefach Agmer Rechman Alamashiv Mechitza Sukkah, the Labbe Leitoy from Shlem of the Sukkah, Havei Deifen Inami B'Shabbos, the Sukkah, the Inyan Shabbos. So since this tefach, Hashem taught Moshe that it's a doifin shlema l'sukkah, this mechitza of a tefach, it's also a doifin for Shabbos of Sukkahs. As far as Shabbos is concerned, since it works for the sukkah, it also works for Shabbos. So Rashi writes an interesting lashon. Rashi writes, "Dahu tefach agmarei rachmana l'moshe b'mechitza sukkah, v'lehavad le'doifin shlema." The sukkah. That this tefach Hashem taught Moshe with the mechitza sukkah that it should be a doifin shlema, a complete wall for a sukkah, and therefore it's a doifin also for Shabbos of Sukkahs, as far as Shabbos is concerned. So why did Rashi have to say doifin shlema, a complete wall? Just say it's a wall. How does Rashi say doifin shlema? So says Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Agoyin Rav Nosson Zatzal. Yesh lachkor b'ma she'amru b'sukkah v'dfanos ha'sukkah sh'tayim ki'il chosun v'shlish safilu tefach. That we learned in sukkah that the walls of the sukkah can be two kahalacha, and the third even a tefach, because the rabbis hold Yesh Aim La Mesiras, that we follow the Mesiras like it's written in the Torah, and not like it's read. And it's written twice Sukkot Besukkot without a Vav, and once with a Vav. So the two Besukkot is without a Vav, each one's a wall. And then the Sukkot with a Vav, that's Rabbi, and that's two, that's four walls. So Dal Chad Lagufe, knock one off Lagufo, tell you, we're talking about Sukkot. Now you're left with three walls. And those three walls, the din is shtayim ki hilchosun, two kalacha, v'aso hilchasa v'gorasa v'shlishis v'ukuma atefach. And the halacha Moshe Sinai comes and diminishes the third wall and makes it into a tefach. Rashi says that we say mechitzis. Halach l'moshe misinai, lahachin ami itmar lehilchasal migrei l'shlishis toifin l'sukkah, l'miskelei l'tefach. That we say the mechitzis are halach l'moshe misinai, the Gemara says world are halach l'moshe misinai. The halach was also said to lessen the third wall and to say that it's sufficient if the third wall has a tefach. Ad kan divrei Rashi. Umevur she'af al pi she'yesh shleisha psukim shel besukas. We have three besukas psukim to tell you that you need three walls, but the third wall, it's enough if it's a tefach. Because the halacha l'moshe misinai to diminish the third wall and to say that it's a tefach. So now yesh lach goel, with that it's enough that the third wall be a tefach. Ema kavana, does this mean that the halacha is that the tefach is a doifin shleima? Or should we say that the halacha is shebedoifin hashlishi ein tzarech klal mechitza shleima besagi betefach? What's shot in the third wall? It's shot in the third wall that a tefach is considered a complete wall? Or it's pshat that you don't need a complete wall? Those are the two tzadim. Tefach is enough. You don't need a complete wall. And maybe no. You need a complete wall. And this tefach wall is considered a complete wall. And that the Rabbi says, v'chein l'shabbos, demigid avidoif and l'nyin sukkah, avidoif and l'nyin shabbos, Rashi writes that even though shetzorach b'shabbos, shalosh mechitz, yosu v'shaseyachid, kol kol m'shabbos shel sukkos, mutu l'smoch al mechitzis ha-sukkah, m'masib r'shus ha-rad, m'samach l'pischoi sukkah, da'im bo'al l'shtayim kirchutam shalofilu tefach, machnis emotzi amena l'beisa. That even though you need on Shabbos three proper walls to be a Rosh Hashayochid, nevertheless, on Shabbos of Sukkot, it's mutter to be Samech and the Mechitzas HaSukkah if you make them in Rosh HaRabim. Samech Lepischoi, if you put in Rosh HaRabim, you build a Rosh HaRabim, a wall, a sukkah next to your house. So it's enough there that it should have shtayim kirchasam b'shis lafilu tefach. And then you can be machnis emotzi hemenu lebeise. So you can transfer from your house to the sukkah and vice versa, because we're samech on the three walls of the sukkah, even though the third wall is only a tefach, and for Shabbos, that is not sufficient. As mizem muchach. Shema. שבא הלכה למשה מסיני ואומר שבדופן שלישי סגי בתפח, הכוונה שאותו תפח נחשב כדופן שלם. It must be that this third תפח is considered a complete wall. If you say the halacha is telling us that the תפח is not a דופן שלמה, it's just telling us that a sukkah doesn't need a דופן שלמה, so how can you say if it's good for sukkah, it's also good for Shabbos? Although קרבי זה על זה, Shabbos, you need three proper walls. You need shalosh mechitzas shleimus. So how's it going to work? For, just because it works for sukkah, how does it work for Shabbos? Sukkah works because we have halacha l'moshe misinai that it works. You don't need three walls. It's enough. Shtayim kirchasal fizhislav filu tefach. But how does it work for Shabbos? The answer is, that's what Rashi is medayek, and he says it's a doifin shleima. It's a complete wall. So since it's a complete wall, it also works for Shabbos. So this shlish lafilu tefach has the status of a complete wall, and therefore it works for Shabbos as well. Kasha is, how does Rava know? How does Rava know that if it works for Sukkah, it also works for Shabbos? So the answer is that we have to say that the halacha, that the third one, it's enough if it's a tefach, it must be that the tefach is a doifin shleim. Why? Because otherwise, the halacha contradicts the pasuk. It says three times Sukkahs, and we learned from this, you need three walls. So how does the halacha come and operate the pasuk? Pasuk implies three complete worlds. So how does the halacha come and say, no, third world doesn't have to be complete? So it must be that the third world is considered complete. So that's shot in the pasuk. That the third world, the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is telling us that this third world is a complete world. It's just a different type of complete world. So that's shot in the pasuk. It's a complete world that's only a tefach, but it's considered halachically a complete world. And that's how Rava knew. So if it's a complete world, then it must also work for Shabbos. We have in Sukkah, in Saita, in Tazayin Amud Aleph, in three places, halacha ekeves mikra. In three places, the halacha Moshe Sinai uproots a pasuk. And that's a chiddush. Normally, you can't uproot a pasuk, so we don't want it to uproot the pasuk. So in the middle, we're going to say pshat. Halacha Moshe Sinai is that the third wall is a complete wall. It's considered a complete wall. ולפי המבואר יש מקום ליישב, וכי מיישב, נת את הרמב״ם אומרת, this din of rova. ניגוד הבידופן לעניין סוכה, הבידופן לעניין שבס. אז רשי explains that for Shabbos, you need three mechitzas to be a rosh hashayachid. So Rashi holds three mechitzas are enough for rosh hashayachid. The Rambam, Lecha Shabbos 14.1, holds that a rosh hashayachid is mukaf arba mechitzas. You need four walls. So you see that three walls is not a rosh hashayachid. Now it would appear the din of Rava that a sukkah that has two walls to kill itself should still feel the tefach, Rosh Hashayachid Gam LeShabbos. It's only Shachar we say that the Rosh Hashayachid of Shabbos requires three walls. Then you can say, Migu, that it's good for sukkah, it's also good for Shabbos because it's a Dauphin Shlema, like Rashi says. But according to the Rambam, that for a Shabbos you need for Rosh Hashayachid, for Mechitzas Dafka. And the Beis Yosef discusses in Shin Mem Hei and Shin Samar Gimel, if according to the Rambam, three Mechitzas and Alachi are enough, Ayin Shem Veish La'arich. If so, it's not shy to say b'shnayim kiyochetzam shalosh afilu tefach. Migudav definitely in sukkah, definitely in Shabbos. But the sukkah, like ele gimel tefanos, v'yachad im ha'tefen ad tefach ha'shlishi. Shabbos is not enough to have three tefanos. And therefore the Rambam omitted this din. This din is not l'shitas Rambam. L'shitas Rambam you need four walls. And according to Rava, three walls of the sukkah are enough for Shabbos. That means he's holding Shabbos needs three walls. If you need four walls, it's not going to be good enough. But Rambam proves from other sugyas that three walls aren't enough. And therefore, he doesn't bring this din of Rava. So, kamuvan, shish laharich b'zeh, v'izah Hashem, v'mekvesh anachsov nishna perek zeh. The reason the Rambam maybe doesn't pass in this din is because the Rambam holds he needs four walls for a sukkah. And Rava's sukkah only has three walls, even though the three complete walls, like Rashi says, but there's still three walls. So, Matzos Hashem Darkeinu, I hope to revisit this fascinating sugya. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.